The conversation continues at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we are so glad you're along with us tonight. We're moving right along with our comprehensive coverage of Super Bowl 48, and the stage is set for an epic battle and certainly a great deal of anticipation with Seattle and Denver. And each and every week, we always look forward to our expert analysis. He played in the NFL. He is a Husker great, defensive great. That, of course, is Jason Peter. It's good to have you with us this weekend, Jay.
Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Okay, I'm doing great. We're trying to stay warm and toasty down here in Houston, and that's where our conversation is going to take us, because are you ready for your first cold weather Super Bowl? And I know that you're a Jersey boy, so you know a thing or two about trying to stay warm.
Yeah, and right now it's the polar vortex part due, I think, and hopefully there's not going to be a part three in about 10-12 days. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think it adds a lot of anticipation to this game. I heard a bunch of people when the championship games have been played, they weren't really thrilled with the matchup, and I couldn't disagree more. I think you have two teams that certainly, they each have their thing that they hang the hat on at the end of the day. I know a lot of the talk has been about Richard Sherman since the end of the game. I know we'll get into that, but, you talk about Denver and you have Peyton Manning and, the weapons that he has on offense, the running back, Knowshon Moreno, who's from the same hometown as I am in New Jersey, who he's going to be playing. Is not that a guy needs any more motivation to play in a Super Bowl, but anytime you get to play in front of your home friends and family and everybody else who will be at the game, you take it to another level. If that's possible to do, I think, in a Super Bowl, I just think, when you talk about Seattle, you talk about this defense that Pete Carroll has put together and the type of guys that he's assembled in his short time up there in Seattle and the job that they've done and Russell Wilson and just his second year and people are talking about a battle of the quarterbacks and Peyton is he's half the quarterback that he normally is when he has to play in cold weather and Russell Wilson, is his size going to be an issue? Well, the guy's got hands the size of, almost a seven-footer for the most part. So he's not going to have any problems grabbing the ball, or there won't be any issues like that. It will ultimately come down to execution, like every football game does.
Jason, though, you're talking about the impact potentially for the players, but what about the officials? What about officiating? How big of an impact is that going to have?
I don't know. I don't know if it will change the way that those guys call the game. I do know that as a player, the colder it gets, the less likely or the less desire there is to really hit somebody unless you have to. I don't know if it will take away from the physicality of the game, which obviously would make it, I imagine, a little bit easier for a referee or an umpire to call a game. But I also think you have guys that are going to say, look, this is the Super Bowl, and we, no matter what the temperature is out there, this is it for 60 minutes. And then, you know what, we can all get on a plane and we can go to Oahu, or we could go to Costa Rica or wherever you want to go, where it's 9 degrees and the sun is shining and you could sit on the beach and do whatever you want. But for 60 minutes, whether it's snow, whether it's cold, and it's a different cold than, let's say, what Peyton Manning will be used to. Seattle certainly gets cold. They've played the last couple games up there where weather has been a factor. Now, it's not going to get as cold as maybe what they think, New Jersey could be for kickoff, but, it's not like Seattle is San Diego. I mean, people actually think that they may fit better for this cold weather game than what maybe Denver would. But as far as the officials, I don't know. I'm not really sure how much their game will change.
The countdown is on for Super Bowl 48, and we are so glad you're along with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Join us online at Twitter at E Radio Sports. And you know, Jay, there has been so much talk about Richard Sherman, but I really want to focus our attention on the outstanding second-year quarterback and Russell Wilson. You were just alluding to talking about these undersized. He is only 5'11". He's making his first Super Bowl appearance. And I have to tell you, I absolutely love this guy. I love his composure. I love what he does on the field. But how he does handle himself in an interview, he is really impressive. His parents did a fabulous job raising him.
They did. And he is what you would expect out of an NFL quarterback.
First class all the way.
He's well-spoken. He is mature beyond his years. You know, he just has composure, and there's a lot of general managers and team presidents and head coaches that are kicking themselves because they passed on this guy a couple of years ago in the draft. And you know, we were able to see him here at Nebraska, being in the Big Ten and playing Wisconsin. And I'd be lying to you if I said, watching him play the amount of times that I did, that he would be the type of quarterback that he has become in the NFL. Because you don't know. The chips, when you look at it from the outside and you look at just his dimensions and, you know, the physical characteristics, most guys like that don't succeed in the NFL. They just they have to have that element, I think, that you're not really 100% sure if the guy has it until you've given him that opportunity to go out and prove that he does.
We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio. And, Jay, we will definitely get into a little Richard Sherman next week on our program. We look forward to catching up with you. You and Sarah, stay warm up there, okay?
We'll try. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Much more straight ahead.